isn't what you read in significant halachas from the Sfilas Chana. So once the Gemara quoted speaking from that parak in Shmuel, the beginning of Shmuel, so then I invite us to comment on all of the psukim. So the Gemara and Lamed Aleph on the day is continuing in this topic. Why Chana, when she's, Chana had no children. Now Chana was married to two wives. Pnina had several children, Chana had no children. And she only used to cry when they went to the other legal to Mishkan Shiloh, she would always cry why she had no children. She cried to her husband, the husband tried to console her, and then she was responsible to the Ribbono Shel Olam, she should have a baby. But when she died to the Ribbono Shel Olam, she mentions the same, she repeats herself, she mentions the same word three times, Amosecha. She refers to herself as a Shukra of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam should see Bo'ani Amosecha in her, Ani doesn't mean poverty, it means the affliction of her, of her. She shouldn't forget her. She should give me a baby. The Gemara wants to know, what's the significance of the fact that she mentions the word Omar, Shukra, three times? So the Gemara, so he explains, Rabbi Yitzchak explains like this. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah did her a favor that she didn't have any children. Because the Mishnah says in Banan Adlikin, Agimul Dvarim, Noshim Nesas, Vishaz, Leidosu. The real value is that when women give birth to babies, they're the Sakana. Whenever a woman gives birth, it's always a Sakana. That's why you submit it to be Mechal Shabbos. When a woman is in a letter, why don't you just let her give birth to her own? Because there may be a Sakana. You have to have somebody take care of it. It's a Sakana, but there's still also Sakana. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos that there are three Averis because of which the woman may lose her life to Shabbos HaKadah when she's a Shabbos. So maybe really she violated one or more of these three Averis, and if she would have a baby, she would die. So maybe it's a favor for her that she never had a baby. So she was never B'machim Sakana, so she didn't stand a chance of that. So she says to Rabbi Shalom, that can't be the reason. I never violated neither Chalor HaVokas Amir. She was always medastic about these three things. So she prayed to Moshe, that can't be the reason why she gave me a baby. You're not doing me a favor by not giving me a baby. You're not saving my life. I would never be the Sakona, the Shah Kuleva. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Chaniyah says. Yeah, that's what some of her friends want that. When she says that Chana, the Chala and Nida and Hadlaka Sandeh. That's what they have on. But that's the Gemara, doesn't have that. The Nefoshim on the Ein Yankiv, the Achrayim on the Ein Yankiv point on it. Why did she mention three times that she's a Shikha of the Rabbani Shalom? Amar Chana Tehya Kodesh Rabbani Shalom, Shleish of Bidke, Yisra Balor, Sebe Isha. So the three things that you test a woman with, your Boidek, whether the Isha deserves to live or not. Now she's a Isha in the Bekeshlam, the Shasa Sakana. She's given birth to a baby, she's the Sakana. So the Bezer Shalmayim will test her to see whether she deserves to survive. Or it's a bride, that's the first version, Shloisha Bitkin Lisa. The Amarullah, another version of the same name Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina has it, that he says Shloisha Bitkin Lisa. There are three things that bring about death. The nice is that memory doesn't change, just the Shaila, what Lashon do you? It's the same thing. So there are three things that can cause a woman to die, the Hain of Yelah, the Bahamad Allah, because the Mishnah in Shabbos, so she says, Kuru Mabati Alachas, did I ever violate any one of these three? That you, Rabbi Shalom, want to do me a favor, want to save my life, and that's why you didn't give me a baby. It's not true, I was always majestic in the need of a challah of locus on it. So everyone continues to comment that she's done to Rabbi Shalom, the Satan on locus, because Zera Anoshim, she wants to have a baby. What does it mean, Zera Anoshim? Say, Ben Zachar. She wants a baby, boy. Anoshim, she wants that twin boy. Anoshim. If they're having your baby, she can satisfy with their girl also. She can satisfy with this one boy. Two boys, three boys. What kind of a lashon is that? So the Gemara says that it doesn't mean twin boys. Take the Gemara, my dear, I know she wants a lashon in. On my love, what it means is, Gavri the Gubin. She was saying to the Baruch Hashem, she wanted an Adam Chashim. That's how Taita explains. Gavri the Gubin, Taita explains, Tish, Adam, she had a Chashim, he wanted Ben Anashim. Zera Anashim means one person. She didn't have to twin babies. She wants a person who should be recognized from among a group of people who will be outstanding. Everyone will notice it. Okay, but she should have to show it. She wants a talented baby who should, and she'll work at him, and she'll think to it that he'll turn out to be something.
Most were colored because they could put the family in there.
Could be the same over here? Okay. Could be the same over here? Shitaki is Shidamalatra days. So the first traffic margin is what is she asking for Zera? Not that she's asking for an outstanding, a very talented child, but she should be able to work on his kishrayness and develop him. Ushmor Amar Shmor has a different shot in the person Zera and Oshin. What it means is, Zera, Shemoshech Shnei Anoshin. He should be a person who should appoint two other people to the kingdom. When you appoint a Melech, you have to do Meshicha, the Shem and Amishra. The Gemara says
I'm very angry when you have to do Meshicha and
Okay, still, that's what the mother wanted. The mother wanted her child, an important person, who should be Moshe Hashanah, he should appoint two other people as king. The man, Elam and Hur, the two people that Shmuel Hanami appointed as king, first he appointed Shaul, and then he appointed David. The Gemara says that Yeshicha, Bishem, and Hamishcha, he could send them Malchus, Beis, David, David and Malchus, was the first of the Malchus, Beis, David, then you use Shem and Mishka Kredish, and there's no reason to Ila. Normally, if I'll take Shem and Mishka Shmir on my body or on my head, it'll be Nisim to Ila, Moral Behagish. But here, that's not right. That's not right. That you're supposed to use it when you're Moshe Chakongo, or when you're supposed to be Moshe Chakongo, and Malchus Yisdor. But you appoint anybody, a king other than the Malchus Yisdor, even before. Shaul was appointed before the Malchus Yisdor was determined, before it came into existence. So the Gemara says in Krisis in Hayyid that they didn't use the Shem and Mishkas Kodesh. They used Shem and Afarsimah. They used an imitation Shem, a different kind of Shem.
Yes.
Yeah, they wrote in the New York Times, almost 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, when they found the Afarsimah, they found the Shem and Afarsimah 2,000 years ago, from the days of Yezu. So they wrote that this was the word that they used to use in the days of the Beit HaMikdash to be Moshech the king for the Malchus Yisdor. So someone gave them the wrong information. That was the fake oil. Shem and Afarsimah was imitation of Shem and Anishka, that they used to be Moshech the Malchus Yisrael, not the Malchus Yisdor. They used to be Moshech Sholem. But the Malchus Yisdor, they didn't use Shem and Afarsimah. They used real Shem and Mishkos Kedish. They used Shem and Zayis. Shem and Mishkos Kedish, different. Yeah, she wanted to make up in the left time. She wanted to. The Gemara says that all of the Nevi'im outlived the Malach. It says the Nevi'im were in, let's say, Yeshaya, Shemalach, Asher, Chalkodimei, Yishnach, that Malach, Yishnach, so many Malach, because Rabbanus Mekaperes is by law. He must have said one was appointed to. King, a president, a high position, doesn't live so long. The Nevi'im live a longer family, the Nevi'im live a longer life than the Malach. But she wanted her son to be a Navi who will appoint to Malach, and the Nevi'im is that Malach has to be appointed by Navi. She wanted her son to be a Navi who will last through to Malach. He will be there to appoint to Malach. What kind of a request that her son should be a Navi?
Yeah.
That's strange. Why her son should be a Navi?
He didn't say
no,
but he
had to show him. Yeah, he too. Show him, David, yeah. She felt bad that she didn't have a baby all these years. So she wanted the first one going to give her one baby, give me the life of the baby. If she would have had 9 children, perhaps over 20, 25 years or something, but then it's coming, one of them would be very outstanding. Now she's only going to have one baby, she's an old lady already. That one baby should be very outstanding. So the first month says, should be outstanding, there are no, should get really good. That's what says, you should be a novi, and you need a novi to appoint a mela, the Ramam right. It's a successful out there. Ain't a man a mela bouncing novi. Yehoshua ben Nun, should be named Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a novi, and he was the one who appointed Yehoshua ben Nun as the mela. So that's not wrong with that. When you appoint a king, you have to be appointed by a novi. The Gemara says a nest, right? The Gemara says a nest occurred. The Gemara increases, says in Hari, it's important. The Gemara says a nest occurred in the whole Yiddei Slum. Kuba Kayan lost it over. They used to use it and use it and it didn't disappear. It didn't get used up. The Shemin HaFarsimah was not. But the use of Sha'olam Malach was Chulindik oil. In fact, you don't have any Nisim recorded about that. But the Shemin Mishkas Kodesh, he is then leading the very second, so it says, Zeb Gematria, the Gemara says, and how you would say, Gematria is Yudbei, so the Yudbei Slugin is the year, Zeb Lulu, the very second, the last throughout all the generations, the Yudbei Slugin, and then the Rebbein is it. The Gemara says that the Rebbein is the Shem and Amish in the days of Yoshi Al-Melech, and then the end of the period of the Bayit Rishon. Because in the Baishan, they knew they weren't going to have any Malachim for the Malchim Beis Dovid. And the Kohen Gedolim, who needed Yeshicha, so they substituted Yibum and Gedolim instead. They made all the Kohen Gedolim, and the school for the Baishan, became appointed. They had a Nimri, but then, instead of having Mashiach, Meshem, and Amishko, to endow them with the Kedusha, so they had Yibum and Gedolim. They had a Yibum and Gedolim. It's a higher level of Kedusha, the Kohen Gedolim, if you have Mashiach, Meshem, and Amishko. But for some reason or another, it's a TikTok secret. For some reason or another, they thought they wanted to be going to the Shemin HaMishcha towards the end of the school for the Ba'ifish. Malachim for the Malachim Beis Dovid, apparently they knew they weren't going to have a Ba'ishen. So they didn't need the Shemin HaMishcha for that, but they needed it for Kohen Gadolim. So they had a substitute, Yibum Gadolim, and said, Yibum Gadolim is a lower level of Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says in the first part of the Megillah that there's a difference between a Kohen Gadol of Yishlich of the Shemin HaMishcha as opposed to a Kohen Gadol of Yibum Gadolim. That the parshim ba'ikra, so they said the chumash parshim ba'ikra. That if the Kohen Gadol was Mechal Shabbos Bishayg, giving the special carbon of power, a kol ha-mitzvah. So that's only if the Kohen Gadol was miskadosh by day Mashiach of the Shemin HaMishcha. But if he was only miskadosh by day Mubil Gadol, it means. So it wasn't lachayr, it wasn't really fair, why they were going to Shemin HaMishcha. So they must have had some good reasons, we don't know why. They were going to Lukas, but why were they going to say them? They were going to just say that someone, they were going to a lot of things, not to Shalom Ha'ar. It's a question of the Gemara never says why. So the first one, Rami says she just wanted an abstinence shot. Second one says she wanted her son to be a Navi, and the Nazim live longer than the Malachim, and he should at least appoint two Malachim. He should live at least two Malachim. Rabbi Yechanan, she wanted a Zera Anashim, a child who should be Shakul Kishnei Anashim. And who is that? A man. Even who are the two people that Shmuel Navi was equal to? Moshe Liyan Shinema, Moshe Amachan, and Shmuel Bittori Shemai. So the Gemara understands that Pasuk to mean that Shmuel was Shakul Kenegin Moshe Liyan.
Something like that
could
be greater than Mr.
Yeah. With unusual mitzvah. Yeah. In what sense? In what sense was she here? Yeah. The Gemara says she davened with chutzpah. Yeah. The Gemara says that she davened with chutzpah. The Tzichah runs happy miles. Yeah. There are a few people who davened with chutzpah. Sometimes people daven with chutzpah and they're punished because you have no license. And here the Pasuk says the imaret nefesh v'atis palar al Hashem. Because she was bitter, so she davened with chutzpah. And she says she demanded, punish me, you didn't give me a child this time, I'm already so low. Now I want to have a novi. I can't get it, that is, huh? So the Baruch Shalom did give her what she requested. But she wasn't punished for speaking for Dami with her Krista, and the process continued. He was nevish. You know, and this was all time in that big message. You can't hold a person punishable, you can't hold him responsible for an error that he did when he was in a bitter state of mind, because like I said, it's Rahman time. So it is, the Gemara is going to say that it was a very strange request, that but it was granted. The Rabban and Amri, the Rabban have another pshat, things like that. He didn't have an unusual child, very talented, which we shall call, can I get the guy from Iceland? Their Anasha just means Derish and Rukh Labdeim Anasha. What exactly does that mean? And the Gemara says, things like that from the first three opinions. He also, Rabdini Amor, Rabdini came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said that he heard in Eretz Yisrael that they said pshat like this. She wanted a child who should be good. Shouldn't be too tall, there shouldn't be too short, medium size. He shouldn't be too fat, he shouldn't be too skinny. Loy katan means loy katin, not skinny, loy alama, not fat, not too chubby, normal size. Loy tocha loy gicha, she doesn't want that she have a very red complexion. She doesn't want that she be a fair-faced Indian, a very, very white complexion. She wants normal skin for a Jewish child. The Mishnah Yigayin talks about when you have a negat sarat, so the kind has to look, so the color of the negat sarat will appear differently depending on what the skin color is. By contrast, it will look different. So the Mishnah discusses sharpen, avaisen, yellow skin, so you have to do them apply to gerim also. Then the Mishnah tells you what the normal color of the Jewish people, something like we have, normal color. So that is the same one before. Is that right? Yes, yeah. It's like giving birth to a normal size, yeah. So Imara says she requested a child not too tall, not too short, not too fat, not too skinny, not too red-faced, and not too pale-faced. And also, learn Chacham v'learn Tikkun. She shouldn't be too smart and she shouldn't be too stupid. She just wants a normal, average
smart.
What's wrong with too smart? The Rashi, the Rashi writes, learn Chacham v'learn Tikkun. She doesn't want a very brilliant job. She lo yi yetein of the only half leaders. The people should always look at how what a genius is. Just in the time though, people don't always be talking about this show. Shalat is boy Ayin Harim. That's how Rashi says. Other misfortune on the Anyankis say, you go to read in the Rashi and the Anyankis, they have another comment added on in parentheses. And the later misfortune on the bottom of the Anyankis, I'm not so sure who added on the parentheses, whether this was abused to that another Saviyat of Rashi, or maybe the Bava Anyankis added it on into the Rashi. He writes, she didn't want a child who's going to be too smart, because sometimes a child is too smart, his brilliance will go to his head and he may become an apikoros. He may think that he doesn't need the Rabban Shalom, like Elisha ben Avriya. That's what it says in the Rashi. Like Elisha Acher, who became just the Lashon Kemal, Elisha Acher, who became an apikoros because he was so smart. Other questions say they don't see why Rashi had to say Yechayshish Meshumayim Hare. Why the other one had to say she was precious, that he may become an apikoros, people are too brilliant to become apikorosim. They just say that the Teva Ha'olam that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis, that the best thing is to go with Erech HaTeinimi. The best thing is not to be too fat, not to be too silly, not to be too smart, not to be stupid. And the Erech HaTeinimi means in all of the Rambam, talks about the Erech HaMamusa to go in the middle of the road, Shama Erech Hashem Lassus Tokum Mishpat, the Rambam, the Pasuk describes. Because he teaches his son to go to Derech Hashem. What does the Derech Hashem say? The Rambam says that phrase means to go to Derech HaMamusa. That idea that the Rambam talks about, fast meaning for sure. He's talking about leaders. That the Rambam being leaders. But the person shouldn't be too stingy, he shouldn't be too generous, he shouldn't be a chaitin, he shouldn't never react. Where did the Rambam get this from? There were those who attacked Shaddal, attacked the Rambam, that whole section in the Rambam Hilchos Deis, he got from Aristotle, he got it from the Goyish, from the Greek books on ethics. And it wasn't right at the time. What did the Rambam, even if the Goyim had beautiful things, what did the Rambam put into the Yarach HaZokah? Put it into the Marnus Wuchim. Put it in some other book of ethics, whatever. He put it into the Yarach HaZokah. This is Mishma Tairus. This is the repetition of Tairus. What did he have to put into it that he picked up from the Goyim? So the Ma'ariv Chayit has an essay where he defends the Rambam, so he says, true talk found in the Greek books, but also found in the Midrashim. It's also found in Jewish sources, the same thing. It could be that the whole Harchover that the Rambam has is got from the Greek, but a big chunk of the idea appears in the Midrashim, because he says, that's wrong. He's quoting that from the Midrashim. So the Rambam Degrad is talking about the leaders, that attitudes and hashkaf and so on. But the Mepharshim on the Anyan can say that everything in life, we would probably assume would be best, if it would be the Mutzah. Everything that's in the Shir HaMamutzah is the best. So the fourth opinion in the Gemara is that Adaram, she didn't want an outstanding, brilliant child who should be unlovely, and should appoint kings, and they should be Shokol Kenegish. No, she wanted an average child. She wanted a nice, normal child. Nice, healthy baby. Okay. No, everything wasn't Korean. No, he was probably an average guy. He wasn't tall, he wasn't 7 feet tall. He wasn't 5 feet. He was all of these things that she wanted him to be. It doesn't say that Shmuel HaNavi was a super genius. Doesn't say. Most Zoli HaTorah were not super genius. Most Zoli were not super genius. The Rabbi used to say that he heard about the Chazanish. I don't know. He said he heard about the Chazanish, that he wasn't a genius at all. That he had to work very hard in order to get out to understand anything. And he worked so hard to figure everything out. So he wrote that statement. It's fine among Gansha. He wrote on everything. All the hard pieces of Gemara. He worked so hard. So he did. Persevered. There are many better than like that.
It's more than you need to listen. The many of you in the north, you took a sale to kill an enemy. That's not very unique. I think he was only known probably who was known to as that was known because it was better. This is
an enemy. That is unique. Yes. So we now continue commenting on the process. It says that she promised that he shall feel Hashem when the child will be 2 years old. If she has a healthy baby, she'll bring him to the Mishkan at the age of 2, which she did. And then she will think that he will dedicate his life to the Rabban Shlomo. And he stayed in the Mishkan and he remained there for 50 years and he died at the age of 52. So the Pasuk says when he reached the age of 2, when Shmuel Hanan was not dead, the age of 2, she brought him to the Mishkan with clothing and she left him there to grow up there in the Mishkan. So she says, on that occasion, says they brought Kabbalahs, and she tells Eli, remember me, I'm the woman who was davening, and I had a baby, and this is my dinner. I'm Isha, and he said, I'm the woman who was davening with you. How come the word Imcha is spelled with a hey at the end? Imcha is normally spelled Ayin Mem Chachu. How come it's spelled with a hey at the end? Amar Rav Shua, then let the Tesis explain. He's more dashing on the extra hey. Why does it have a hey? So the Gemara Mikan Shah, Orta Leisha, the first Dalar Amashok Simon. What does it mean? Rashi learns Pshat, they were both standing. Rashi learns Pshat. In the Pasuk there in Shmuel it says that Eli HaKohen was sitting, and she came and she was davening. Then it doesn't say he was sitting, and then it says she was davening. It doesn't say whether he stood up or not. So Rashi learns Pshat, and as soon as she started davening, Eli had to stand up. He thought she was davening in a drunken state. He gave it to Chaka that you're not allowed to daven when you're drunk. The Rashi writes and he said it's in Chomashna Apu Imo Bamido. They were both standing together. So according to Rashi doesn't mention that the Darshi anything about that. Rashi just says and he said it's in Chod, they were both standing. So how do you say anything about Dawadam? You just see that when someone is davening, the other people nearby have to daven all the birthdays nearby. So you get the shear, you have to give some shear. So you give the shear, without a mocker in the pocket, you give the shear. Tawaran, this means nearby. So it's just going shot Fakir, that the Ikhri Drash is from the letter A. And Fakir, that he was sitting. The pocket said that he was sitting, he remained seated. He didn't stand on. Because there was 5 amas away. Rashi says, Imcha Mashna. The first Tawaran, she must be Imcha Mali Behekwan, Shaloha Yayosha, the first Tawaran, Shaloha. Kim Bahamish, the Pasuk says, Eli Yoshe, of Pesach HaBayis, he was sitting. And he continued to sit, even though she was standing and davening, seeing she was standing and davening, that's why. And must be that he was more than Davar Amos away. He was 5 amos away. So that's why it's written, Imcha, with a hey, to indicate that she was 5 amos away. Rashi learned that they were both standing and says, an historical question. I don't know. What Taisa says about the hay has a mocker in the Alfred Shimoni. The Alfred Shimoni on Chumash Dvorim, not on this parasha, on Chumash Dvorim, it says on the Pasuk, V'hoyah Machanecha Kodesh, when the soldiers go to the army, so they have to have a shovel, they have to pay for Lazinecha, and they have to have Nikoyin HaMokh, because they bring the Oren HaKadosh, the Shkinah, the Hashem HaKadosh, the Tzal HaKadosh, the Hanach HaKadosh, the Hoya Machaneh HaKadosh. So the Yalka Shimon, he says on that Pasuk, that just like in the Machaneh in the army, they have to have Kedushas Mokh, and so too when you dive and you have to have a Kedushas Mokh as well. That's what we learned in the end of the second period. You're not permitted to dive in, Keneged Erev, Keneged Soyam, Erev Laim, all of these. But also, the Yalka Shimon adds on, you're not permitted to have men and women daven together. You have to have a high chopis. The Yalka Shimon doesn't talk about that and mechitza. Years ago they didn't have mechitza. That's because they started out that this is just an American thing. And you used to have a room. A balcony upstairs. They didn't have the same room. But the Yalka Shimon talks about men and women when they want to daven in the same place. You shouldn't have them davening within each other's Makam Tzvila. And the Makam Tzvila is Dal Ramas. Right down here, the Dal Ramas around me is my Makam Tzvila. So if a woman and a man are both davening within Dal Ramas of each other, they are within each other's Makam Tzvila, so that's a violation of Tzvila, so Kedushas HaMakam. So it should be a Hakok and Dal Ramas away. So the Yalka Shimani says HaMakam, Yalka Shimani sounds like it's saying that you can have men and women daven in the same room with that machitza as long as they're 5 amos away. That's what the simple meaning is. And the makkah for that is, the Yalka Shimani says, Anach Isha, and he said it's in Chobazeh. That he was davening over there, he was sitting over there, she was davening over here. Where's the machitza? So the answer is, it was 5 amos away in Chob. It was 5 amos away. So that's what Tosafot got this insight from, that the darshan is from the extra head. So just like the Yalka Shimani says, the darshan is from the hay, that the Makom Shal Tzila is Dalar Amis around, you shouldn't have men and women down within Dalar Amis to each other. So too, the same idea here of Shulman is saying, that you have to stand within Dalar Amis of the person who is Dalar Amis. That's what the Yetzer Moshe thinks that. He has it in his tshuvas about how high the mechitza will be. So he gives all the machine, the whole kind of whole calculation, how he works out how tall it is. So somebody asked him, maybe if you have a hachokah, five amas, maybe there's no need to have a mechitza. So he said, no, we're in the world, you get a mechitza for that. No, it's what I said, that it has to be so tall, you have to have a mechitza. And what he said, he really doesn't have any mechitza. Only tanas more. He thinks it should be this. In modern models, we can use in title to give us more. But this doesn't have a hachokah. The five amas, they become hachokah. Now it's right. So Moshe has a few chilies like that, but yes, what about the Hachokah 500? He said, it's not Mokka, where'd you get it from? It's not Mokka. It's what I said in my first Chalik Arachayim, and I explained it there with the Mokkaris. And Moshe explains it in his paper, he proves, based on Gemara and Baba Basra, how tall the shoulder height of the average person in the days of the Gemara, and then he assumes on his own that the Mechitza has to be shoulder height. He never proves that one. Mechitza should be shoulder height, he just assumes like that. And then he shows from the Gemara how tall the high place is not enough. This is at this, not so Marusa, not so, I don't know, maybe it has to be taller, maybe it has to be above your head, that's the Chazal everything, maybe it's enough if it's lower, those up there has to be shoulder high. And this has a marker, this don't say about Saldam, this is Yalka Shimon, the other parts might not have a Kaddish. Except that Rabban Kotman used to point out this Yalka Shimon, when people taught him about Mechitza years ago, when they had the burning issue of Mechitza, so sure, so they quote, the Rabban Kotman used to point out they have to have at least a Hachokis. They have to have a Mechitza, they have to have at least five amas separating between. And that Yalka Shimon, when you look it up, you go on this, the last line in that Yalka Shimon is very Lugumga. It doesn't read straight. It says something about Hachokah 5 amas, and then it says, but this doesn't help at this somewhere. So there are those who interpret that it means this, the Hachokah 5 amas only good if you're davening in a private hall, whatever, at a chasm, bar mitzvah, ash. But if you daven in a shul, then it doesn't help. It's unclear. The last line in the Yalkut Shemayim is unclear. It says some kind of a limitation, that the 5 amas doesn't always work.
Not so close.
The way Imcha without a hay means close with you. Imcha with a hay means not so close. Ah.
Why, that's close to me. That's close. You have Kayo. It's not because it's weaker, because it's using the left hand.
It could be it's a dinara because there is a Mishnah in the Goyim that says when Miriam had Negat Saras and Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispalat to the Goshma, Al Tehino Kameis. Moshe Betrei to Mirachanim Ava Yochel Chati Bitar. So the Mishnah learned that Dinim in the Goyim from the Pasuk Al Tehino Kameis and the Mitzor Rukish Munei. So my last name is Mitzor Rukish Munei just like a Meis is Mitzami Ba'ohel, so also Mitzor is also Mitzami Ba'ohel. But the Mishnah in Tehra, we had it earlier I think, in the Chot, I think, we landed it. We had it earlier in the Sikhs, that the Dinim of Tumas Meis and the Dinim of Tumas Mitzorim and Tamei Ba'ohel are not exactly identical. The Marshal, there's one Din. A Meis is Mitzami Ba'ohel, whether it's stationary or it's being moved. Let's say someone's moving the Oran. A car is moving with a Meis in it. And they live under the lower level of the George Washington Bridge and they have the roof on top. So everybody's under the same Oran. So a Meis is Mitzami Ba'ohel, even if the Meis is moving. A Mitzorah is only Mitami Ba'ohel if he's standing still. If the Mitzorah is moving, so he's not Mitami. He's more than Mirat and Mephasik, no? That it says, Mechutla Machle Moshe Ovo. Moshe Ovo means... And it's only if he's stationary. If the Mitzorah is moving, it's Nish. And then there was another difference. Let's say there will be Chalila Mace in the other room, and the door is open, or there's a window that's open, the door is a open. So as long as it's open, a tefah, the tumor already comes in. If you have a Mitzorah, only if it's in the same room. If it's in two rooms that are adjacent to each other, then the Truma doesn't go over. So the Mishnah and Nigoyim towards the very end, the second to Lispek, next to Lispek and Nigoyim, discussing the Mitzvah wants to daven in the shul, he wants to daven through the Mitzvah. So if he's gonna walk into shul, or so cause one that he's walking, there's no time, he's walking in town. The only thing is he makes the end still. So everybody, he'll be the time to everybody in the shul. So we recommend the Mitzvah should go first. So he should come to the minion before everybody else. Then he should go into a side room. What if they don't have a side room? So they should set up a mechitza like that. They should put up a mechitza. Mechitza doesn't have to reach the ceiling. If you have a mace and mace is in front of the oil, if it doesn't reach the ceiling, so the tumor will go But in the story, there is no such thing. So as long as the Messiah should come first, and he's going to come after everybody else, because man is walking in front, but he may stand still in the room where everybody is, will be in the tummy there. So he should come first, he should go in the corner, and then they should put up the mechitza, and the mechitza don't have to reach the ceiling. And then everybody else should come into the shul and they should daven. And then the Messiah should go out there. He's going to go out first, and he may, by mistake, stand still, and I'll do the time to everybody. So then the Mishnah says that there's another condition. You have to make sure that little zinkala where the Messiah is shouldn't just be a tiny area. You have to have dalar al dalar amas there. Why? Are you sure? What's the significance of dalar al dalar? So the Messiah there, the Rash, was about to move and the Tzadik Yonder has, the Tzadik Yonder points out, the Mishnah has two pshatim in the Mishnah. What's the significance of Dalar al Dalar Amas? You tell Mishnah and say, Hashir Mokam? You want to have a Mokam called the Snap and the Dalar al Dalar Amas, it's the Shir and call it the Rekula, but again, the Kamer and Kamer Dinam is the Shir Dalar al Dalar Amas. Yochid is Dalar al Dalar Amas, Tochid. When you have Dalar al Dalar Amas, you're going to get Tzadik Yonder. Okay. When you get Tzadik Yonder, you have a Shir Dalar al Dalar Amas. And one of the Rishonim there, I think the Baal Tanur and the Baal Tanur, they should discuss about it. I think Baal Tanur thought this more. He says, no, Dalar al Dalar Amas, not because it's a Shir Makam and Kala Tarakula, because that's a Shir Makam Tfilah. Because if the Messiah comes to listen to a concert, it doesn't have to be Dalar al Dalar Amas. You can have the Messiah come first and put a little partition that doesn't have to, just 10 talks until, doesn't have to reach the ceiling. And it can be less than Dalar al Dalar Amas. He's not coming to Davin. He comes to listen to a concert to watch a play. If it comes to Davin, then the Makam of Sila, if it's in the right, then the Makam of Sila is Dalar al Dalar Amas. So if you're going to have less than Dalar al Dalar Amas in his little Zinkale, then he's really in the other part of the shul. He's not just in his Zinkale, that's why. And Chassan Afghanina in the din, what if he comes to watch to listen to a lecture, or if he comes to watch a play or something, he didn't come to Davin. Would you still need Dalar al Dalar Amas? Or not?
Yes, there's
Only two hands, yes. Not exactly the same. In the base on the universe, there was a different room. There were steps. In the base on the universe, there were steps. Yeah, there were 15 steps. Yeah. No, then Sukhistan and Nate is taller. Usually it was lower than. Yeah. All year long. Yeah, but all year long. Oh, it's very far apart. I think there were 15 steps and every step was 3 tefachim. Some of them were 3, some of them were 6, but I think there were 1.5 hours. There were 7.5 hours distance. Very tall. There was not even 7.5 hours lower, at least. 7.5 hours lower than the Azorah on top. Much lower.
Nishkan?
Probably. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm sure they do. I don't know. Then we might discuss what does she mean when she says that Allah has read this fellow. I guess that this baby is this. Allah Yama is Allah, but the Tanaha there is an emphasis. This is the baby. This is the baby. And none other. Yeah, okay. It could be. He's only 2 years old. He wasn't too excited for the skinny suit before, and for sure, to come to the later show. Could be. So the Gemara has a whole story. Amar Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar has a whole shot. Shmuel, Mayra Allah, this may Rav Lahoyah. At the age of two, he sinned, and he almost lost his life. How did he get this whole story? He sinned by passing a shiloh in a chutzpah fashion in the presence of Eli. Shinema, the Pesach says that when he was 2 years old, she came to the Mishkan, Vayishcha Tzavat Afar, they offered a carbon, Vayaviya Sanar El Eli. And if it's a juxtaposition, it's very unclear. Why did they bring the child to Eli immediately after bringing the carbon? They could have done it. They could have brought it before. They could have brought it later. But what happens? It sounds as if the chef to the carbon, and because of the chef, they brought it. Yeah. Yeah. Later, because the chef to the carbon. Why by Yishchatu? Why? By Akrivu et Ha'ela? They brought the carbon, and then they brought it. Why by Yishchatu? Is this a kind of Yashchit the Kabbalah Elok Hazvik and Adalah Ravayda Saddam? Why come after the Shchit? Why don't they wait till after the Zvik of Saddam? Yes, and after it's a moon. Then they should bring it to Eli. So the Gemara has this Rav Elazar out of tradition. Ela, the pshat was like this. There was a whole sikhta, so there was all machlekes going on, revolving about the shchita. So this little three-year-old piped up and he gave his opinion in the presence of Eli. Not in the presence of Eli, Eli was not far away. Eli was the kohen who was in charge there.
Eli was 2 years old.
The strange bit, we'll have to see. Ella, Omar and Eli told them, they brought a cousin, Kiru Kohen, call upon a Kohen, Lysi Velishko. Call a Kohen to Shef. What do we call a Kohen? Eli is that Alena Kohen. There were other Kohen. And the Mephoshim say, no, but the Eli Kohen is not Dukh Shechita. You have to, there are a lot of Kohen, they know how to say it, drop over the Tug, they know how to Dukh. But they don't necessarily know how to Shech Shem. They said, call the coin who knows how to shrek the bang. Chazin and Shmuel, the Shmuel saw what's going on over here, that they're waiting to get a coin. Chazin and Shmuel, they have a mahadri, bought a coin in the Mishka. They've been mahadri, they're going out of their way to get a coin to shrek the coin. Now, the rule, so the 2 year old little boy says to the people there, Mama, look who we have to bought a coin in the Mishka, why do you have to go search out to get a coin to the Shechita? Don't we have a Shechita bizarre Kshayra? It's permissible to do Shechita without a coin. So there's no need to have a Kohen. I sue who become ABA. Yes, anybody can sue. There were other shows. This is the Shiloh, what's the Tzlach and the Rashash and other Akhleidim over here in between the Tzlach and the Rashash. They live along, they live a bit of a gap, 100 years in between the two. So they discuss over here. I mean, Eli Taka didn't know the deal. The Shechita came out, it's a little strange. So they point out, they all suggest, he probably also knew the deal. But we have a Mishnah in Yuma, and a Mishnah in Tumid. It says that every day of the year, the Kohen used to have Hayotu. They used to have a whole system to determine Mishayet, and Mishabal of Saddam, and who does this avodah, who does that avodah. And this pious, this drawing of lots, this whole system among the Kohanim and the Azara, the Kohanim had a huddle together, and they would make a whole system to decide which Kohanim, 15 Kohanim or so, would be chosen to do various Avodas Hayyan. And one of the Kohanim would be chosen, Mishaykhet, who has, of course, the chef, the Kohanim Tom Shoshah. What do you mean, which Kohanim has the right? And what if a non-Kohanim walks in, a Zar, a lady or Yisrael, she could share it with that. So why did they only have this pious, this was only determined from among, where the Kohanim were in the Azara, why not allow a non-Kohanim also to be in the pious? So the Meiri writes in his Pirush HaYoma that apparently they had instituted a takana that the Shechita Korbanos Tzibur the Mahadir brought the coin. Even though the Jew clearly is that a Zar can shech Korbanos Tzibur as well. But that was the meaning. Yeah, but that was the meaning. Like a heathen mitzvah. No, it's not. It's Sheir Lahatsun Otam. Sheir Lahatsun Otam. The pious was later.
Okay.
Originally, had a different system, had a determined, But he asked on the institution of the pious that was talking in the middle of the Baishen, you know, would appear. But still, why did they only have the choice from among the Kohanim who were in the other? What if a non-Kohen wants to do the Shechita? Why should he be brought from learning the Shechita? No, Baal Zephon thought probably we would allow him to share. In fact, it is in his chibur on Zvachim, and the Rambam said on Zvachim and on Saita says it seems shchitik sheir bizarre, and Mr. Bayez and the Shluver says he said it's a hibur l'chatchila, but the Bala Korban, if he knows how to shef, he shefs his own korban. He thinks that would be the hibur.
And
let's say on...
Okay,
if the father knows, he should do it himself. That's a machlokes. If the father knows how to do the nila, he should do it himself. That's a machlokes between the shach and the ktos. And so she nishpa, it's in the kuf tei beri, that's hilcha shlichen. It's not in kuf tei beri, it's later. Later in kuf tei beri. There's the shach holds that it's not only mitzvah bar yosu mishkin. The shach holds that if I ask someone else to do the bit nila, I'm the Riyaben, I have someone else to do it. I'm not here to the mitzvah rule. He claims that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. That's how I'll send you a shvir, you should eat matzah to me. Instead of me eating matzah, you should make a deal. The mitzvah should be gufa, that's not. So the shah holds that Mila Taben is a mitzvah should be gufa. If the father, the Riyaben, does the Mila, he's yaitzen. If he does the Mila, he's not yaitzen anything. And the Kseif disagrees, and the Kseif holds that
it. If you get the mitzvah.
Yeah. So he wasn't Yosef? Okay, so the baby wasn't Gemal. The baby wasn't denial. The baby was Gemal, he wasn't Gemal. But Moshe Rabbeinu had not fulfilled anything. He wasn't Yosef anything. His baby was no longer an old, but Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Yosef, according to the Shach. And according to the Shach, he wasn't Yosef either. If I'm the Abiy Abed and I call up the Moral, and I ask you to do it, so then I would be shocked over there, then I'm Yosef. But if I didn't ask him all, my wife took care of it, so then I'm not Yosef. But that's the machlokes of the shach and the in the end. It's an Shin Pei day, it's at the end. And there's a deal if I gamza mitzvah from somebody else, so you have to pay when it's not, and the Gemara and Fulman, that's the time that you have to pay off the Zerubin. So they discuss the Shaila, what is, I was, the Abiy Aben was mechaber the Mor, that he should do the bismillah, and another Mor Katzvay. Another Mor Katzvay. But the shach says that when the father was mechaber the first Mor, so the father wrote the whole mitzvah. Father's not yet to anything. So if the other Moral Chatzoi, who did he gamble the mitzvah from? The father is going to die if I not yet say anything. Who did he gamble the mitzvah from? The first Moral also not getting the mitzvah of the Mamala Sabbain, it's not his baby boy. So the Shach goes in such a case, close the discussion from the Shach, in such a case you won't say anything. And the other, this place and the other say no. When the father appoints the Moral to do the Bris Mila and he's here, the father will be here to the mitzvah. Then the other guy gambles Zavek the mitzvah, he's gambling the mitzvah. I set up the mitzvah, he should do it on my behalf, I should be here today. The other one gambles, he would have to pay. That's what it's called in the end of the question.
The public gambles my behavior, take it to my problem, so he's taking my problem, not his own problem.
He's doing the same thing. They were always Mahadev to have Kohanim do it. Let's say that in the other, you can only do Kabbalah Sibu, you can only do Shkita if you have green eyes. And my eyes are green. If you have brown eyes, black eyes, you can't do it. Let's say he does. It's ridiculous. You can only do Kabbalah Sibu if you're over 6 feet tall. Why? That doesn't make sense. So the institute of the Hebrew, the Shkita of Kachikachmishir, Shkita of Kabbalah Sibu, I don't know if I'm apparently there is a Shkita Hebrew over here. The Shkita of Shkita of Al-Avayda is, it's not exactly true, it's not an Avayda, it is an Avayda. In one sense, it is an avodah, it's not an avodah, whatever the head is, the bit club works hard on him, it's rock, what do you mean? Shkita lava avodah, shkita is an avodah. So it's not an avodah that the halacha that you don't need a kohen, but if you have a kohen, it is a Hebrew. It enhances it. So even if it's not shkita's kachi kachi, even if it's not shkita's kavanah sibur, there would be an enhancement, you would be making a Hebrew mitzvah by having a kohen do the shkita. So that's what the tzlach and the rashash and many in between. The tzlach is not good and the rashash is 100 years later. Several Achrenim write like that, that Eilu Sheinmo Kibbutz what he was doing, not that he was glad and Amar, he didn't know anything about anything, he knew that the Dina Shechitek shared the Tzar, but as a Hidr Mitzvah, like in, they don't quote that, but just like in Baishen, they have such a Hidr. that they insisted on having Kohanim do the Shechita Kabbalah Sibur, the Eidu Yeredi in the days of Mishkan Shiva had such a Eidu.
So that's what it was, so what were the kids all excited about?
So the Tzlach has a Chalitza, so we have all types in the Gemara.
The Rashash didn't have a Tzlach obviously, so he writes, you're not the same shot, you're not the same one, but the Tzlach writes it better. Tzlach writes it better than Rashash.
So he says, what's the din? This is Shaila Alokha Lamaisa. What's the din if I can do a mitzvah now, or I can wait and do the mitzvah tomorrow? So don't wait till tomorrow to do the mitzvah. Some people go with the policy, don't do today what you can do tomorrow, and other people go with tomorrow. My policy is that these are not doing the mitzvah. So you should do it only as possible. What if you can do a mitzvah dihidura, or do a mitzvah shalad dihidura? So if I do the mitzvah, what if these two are in conflict? If I'll do the mitzvah now, these rezus, these magdimla mitzvahs, this is what we have called Al-Tach Nisena, will be built in the Uda. And if I'll wait the half an hour, I'll wait 10 minutes, so the mitzvah will be done, Dishmei Musa, Bihidura. Bihidura, not Dishmei Musa. It'll be done, Dishmei Musa, it'll be done again. It'll be done with the Hidura.
You're
going to have a question to ask it now. And if I'll bench answer now, I'll be Yose, but if I wait another half hour, I'll get Gora beautiful answers. So which is more important, to do Zizrak Dila Mitzvah, or to do the Mitzvah de Hidura? So the Tzlach says, that was the issue over here. He says, for sure, the din is that Zizma Dila Mitzvah takes precedence over Hidra Mitzvah. Hidra Mitzvah is, if everything else is, if I can do, if right now there's a Kohen and there's a Zar, and I can have either the Kohen Shef and the Mashach. So why not have the Kohen Shef?
I don't care. What if there was reason without a Hidden Mitzvah? That's Hidden Mitzvah.
It's not so precious, but the Tzlach said. But the Tzlach claims that that's the Din.
Are those also?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't claim that that's the Din.
You have no guarantee you'll be alive here.
The Hashim and Mito. No. The Gemara has the Adidim. The Adidim about Hashim and Mito. You have the first Mishnah in Yuma. So with Manu, the... But the Hashim and Mito, that only applies if you're going to wait a month. The Maram Sheikh has a tree, so it's not waiting a month, is already a violation of Chashin and Mitzvah. But just to wait a half an hour, the stone is asked if he's in healthy condition. There are people who are perfectly healthy, then they get a heart attack and they die. So you don't have to worry about that. That's for. No, just to the marshal judge, like the Miri says on the Mishnah that they had such a Hidur. So obviously the Hidur was Kaval. Otherwise, lots of Hidur to have out there ready at God. Has to be meaningful. So they had it with a carbon yachid, but they had the Hebrew alien. I guess it's the Hebrew, even by Korbanus yachid. But Shmuel, the little boy of Gitaina, they were Havakamahadri. They started to look around for a Korean. They were non Kohanim there who could have shechted the Behemoth right now. What's the Lashon HaGemara? Chazil Shmuel, Eli says, keep a Korean like a bishop, call a Korean like a chef. Chazil Shmuel, they have a Mahadri, but the Korean, I'm going to have a Lazuri means they're looking and looking, it's taking a few minutes. So Shmuel said, instead of waiting a few minutes, better to shaft the bayim, better to shaft the carbon now, that Zizma is going to miss, it's going to be Bishlei Musa. The Mitzvah will be done Bishlei Musa, just as he done the Hidura. So this Hidura is all this, that was the China that he had. Let's see. I saw the Kamei B'Eli, so they thought that this was a Tashmik HaKutzah, that the little kid is fasting in the Eli, because his mother was the one who brought the cotton. Amalei, the Eli is the kid, Nino Lako. So he usually runs shot. I never heard of this! Where'd you get this idea? When I was a little boy, I always thought the thing was that you need a coin for all the operators. You need a coin for Shkita also. That's where we always read. Nino Lako, where'd you come up with such a thing? So the little kid Shmuel, another tells him, Amalei, Nikta, Vishachat HaKayim, does it say Shkita, he needs a coin, and then the Hikrim HaKayim, so the Hikrim means the Kabbalah, with the Zikr, by Lachet, the Kabbalah, the Yachmas is good, and he comes in this passage, the little kid Shmuel says, he comes from here, we do run the Shkita Shekshevza. So we write, so then Eli says, hey, you're right, never occurred to me, I never realized that. That's where we learn Pashim Shad. Amalei, name Hashap HaKayim, good, you're right, Maskin Bakir, Mara Allah, that's where we usually learn. so that's black, and these other Achan, they say, no, Abe also knew this. He wants to know, the kid knew what he was talking about. He was ahead of the kid. That's how they add on. To say there is a din in the Mishnah in the end of Sanhedrin, go to the quote. There's a Mishnah in the end of Sanhedrin where it says, in order to be Chai Nisim, he comes up in Amir, you have to be a partnership with Yehovah HaRuah. What the Balabar says, he tells the people in public, you don't have to listen to the Bez Mabar, because that's wrong, it's absolutely wrong. So the Mishnah says, his Adel is worse. What the Balabar says? Abidachus, maybe the Talmud Chacham, is still a chutz that he says against the Bez Mabar. He's not even a Chacham, Yehovah HaRuah. So it's a bigger chutzpah, so the Mishnah says, in the Chumrai Kulai, his Aver is so much more Chumra, that his Chumrik and the Bez Nagal is not even here or not, but because it's a bigger Aver, he gets off the hook, he doesn't get punished in time Zaka Mamre. So Zaka Mamre is only, someone's going to listen to him, that he's a Chumrik and here or not. Not the Bez Nagal, he's not entitled to an opinion of Chumrik, no one's going to listen to him anyway. So that's what some of us should see over here. Everyone wants to have a kid to see if he really knows how to learn. Is he really bright? Is he not a little two-year-old baby? How can I blame him? How can I throw him and call him a Moira Rocket with my rabbi? So if I had him, he says, where'd you get that from? So he could start with the rabbi off the Chumash and the Rashi and the Drasha. Shmuel Tan Malkastik and the Drasha, he didn't have. He says, this is up. Hey, you even know what you're talking about. Very good. He was Fahari. Not that he does. Hey, I never heard of that. That's how they interpret the Gemara. The Chol Amar Alach Lefnei Rabbi Chaya, what can a Chaya Mises? It's not Mises, then. So Mises, then you have to have that he should be a Gadol. Usually when you assume that a Chaya, Rashi always goes, you know, the other way. But the Bez Hashanah, the punishment from the age of 20, because the age of 13 and 20, that's when the personality is formed. So the beginning of the Gadlos is 13, and the Gemara of the Gadlos is 20. After 20, usually a person doesn't change. Rare instances people change. Usually that's when they develop their personality. So the Bez Hashanah was told that they should hold people responsible from the Kilos HaGadlos. The Bez Hashanah goes with Midas HaRachman, and they don't punish till after 20. And here's the Chakirat. He says, he's going to let the Bez Hashanah decide to do whatever they want to this little kid. If the Bez, he can't administer Bez Hashanah, he can't give it. He's not the Bez Hashanah. He says, so who gets it in? How does he fit in over here? If Mayor HaRach Mishnah doesn't get Mishnah's Bez Hashanah, the kid can't get Mishnah's Bez Hashanah anyway, he's a cousin. So the Shai of Bez Hashanah, so let the Bez Hashanah decide whatever they want. So the answer, so the question is plain. The answer is, Harash Machal created Machal. So if he wants to, he could have been Michael on his cover. And that's what the Mada Khan starts to plead with him. Be Michael on your cover. And he says, no, he doesn't want to be Michael. Once he won't be Michael, so the main man, so leave it up to the Bez Hashanah to decide what they want. But true, normally the Gemara and the Russian said the Bez Hashanah doesn't punish until after 20. But if they feel that it's a Gesalach HaKubah, so they may decide to punish the child because he was sharp, and he knew how to wrap up Sukkah, and the people may listen to this little kid. That's why if I had him to see if he could hear what he was, you know, he was very sharp. He knew how to say it over very well.
He was in wait till 20. She didn't want him to die at 20. He didn't spend some hour at 20. She didn't want that he should die at 20.
No. 20 means that he does the Aveira at the 20. He will do the Aveira too. He will do the Aveira too. He was a very sharp child. The Bez Hashanah doesn't make a difference. Sharp, not sharp. You can have a foolish person if the Bar Mitzvah and a very bright person is a Bar Mitzvah. It all depends on the Bar Mitzvah. That's what Mamish retarded. Yes, a Rachman person is retarded. And even after Dizim Hashanah and Yamechud, he doesn't have Seichel like a Shvacher, Ben Yudgimel. Like a Shvacher, Ben Yudgimel. That's a Cherish. That's a Cherish. Or a Shaita means retarded. Shaita means deranged, and a Cherish means retarded. If the young person is retarded, then he's not a Bar Dan. But normally you say, according to the age of 17 is Bamit, but here today, the Shalmai Loimish. That's what he said, Kalmar Allah Lechnar Bechaimis. So the Gemara continues, what's the rest of the story? So how does it say, Kalmar Hazeh is following me, what's the stress in this baby? So she said, Ask Yechana, because Sokka Kamei, so she cries to Eli, and she says, Rebbe Di Loichol, because it is Loichol, so there's no Einish. So she pleads with him, Ani Ha'isha, Ani Tzavikim Chobezeh, this is the baby, I never had any children, and I used to cry all the time, and I died, and the Gershom did a nurse, and he gave me the baby, to be Loichol Ani Kavit. So he says, no, I don't want to be Loichol Ani Kavit, he doesn't want to be Loichol, and he wants the baby, he thinks maybe the baby shall not be punished. It's not up to him to decide, it's partially up to him, if he'll be Loichol, they'll be Ois Einish. But he's not Loichol, so then there's what to negotiate, then the baby shall not may decide to punish. Amalah, so Eli says, Shitki li, allow me the Enshe that I should punish him. What do you mean to punish him? Doesn't mean to punish him. I don't want to be Michael. And maybe the Ben Shamayla will decide that it's such a big chutzpah that they will punish him. You need a baby? I'll be mispala, we'll give you another baby. Bina Rachni, I will be mispala for you. But Yai Vlach Rabbi Menei, the Ben Shamayla gives you a greater baby than this one. You'll have another baby who will be so talented, and even not to have that head. And have more that head. Have one who needs a study spot more than head. Amalei, so that was the punchline. Now Hazeh is followed. No, this is the baby. This is the one I want this, but I don't want to have a baby. So then it was Michael on his coat. Those are funny, about Brent and Kilayim that has. Kilayim of the Amos and the last Perek or two. And that section of the Rambam is about Kilayim Gadim. They cannot let away Shatnes. So the Rambam writes that in the Bibli Kuhun, the Garek and the Avne, the Kain's head would only raise dollars to Gadim. So the Avne has Shatnes. So the Rambam sheet is that if Kain's head yells, is permitted, the Kain is allowed to wear Shatnes, that's Salah. So as you can tell, you have to wear. Is he permitted to wear the Bibli Kuhun, he shall wear the Shatnes Hagoyim. The Gemara Yuma, and they tell me the Gemara has a double shot, one shot of Shatnes, and one shot of Ne'ira. Tach Hegdish, the big Nikola Hegdish, so maybe to wear Shabbat B'Shal Chavayda, it's a violation of Moed Egdish. I'm allowed to say it's big Nikola, let's say you're a Kohen, and you finish the Avayda, and I'm not a Kohen, so I'll take the big Nikola, roll it up, and I'll use it in the pillow. Are you allowed to sleep on the Nikola? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Would the Quran have permitted to roll up the big Nikola, and use it in the tailor or not? That's not the right thing. No, so this is a machloket to Rambam. So the Gemara says, "Lanitin tell the Malachi Asharei." So what do you want the Kohen to take? They finish doing Avodah. They should take off the big Nikkunah. In the middle of Beis Hamikdash, it's understandable that Melachatchil, when everybody was Magdashir, it was on that same issue that the big Nikkunah should not, one should not be able to violate this in the Yisrael. The Gemara says no Yisrael, but what about the Yisrael Shachnas? So it's a little unclear in the Gemara, but the Gemara says something about the Shatnes issue. The Gemara is more in humor. So it's a little unclear. The Gemara has a machlokes with the Raizah, and the Tesis says the 2 days. Tesis is the Melachis, and the Tesis says the 2 days. So the Gemara says the Kohen, when he finishes doing the Avodah, has to remove the garden immediately. Because the Avnei has Shatnes, the other three garden there are Shatnes. The Avnei has Shatnes, and he's only needed to wear the Avnei to Shatnes Avodah. And the Rabbi is not sick, he has his Amara that you're not aware of the big Nikkuna with the Shatnes all day long in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Rabbi is Takashi, according to the Rambam, لكن لا تمر تمر بدي يكون وتيابنا شو هاي بشارة بيضة بجمال الزائر الموقف شيء شو لا شيء من خوف من قبل الرأس that is in a further rat that in Allah be magazine we had that lesson before on that cross that is a bit of cover up here but the bit of cover up here doesn't apply when someone's being in our veil so here Ailey says let's get a Kohen to do the Shechita you're going to get a Kohen who's going to wait to do Kohen Kohen is not going to wait to do Kohen so that's the Yichasim there's none Shechita Gdem Alei Men Kodasim Alei Men Havalei Kizar so you don't have the Mali you don't have the Yichas of a Kohen doing that veil But then the answer comes in the time when we perform it. So the time is going to wait to perform it with the guy with the Abner Shoklai, the Shah Shikr. So the moment the kid sees them wearing Shatna Shah, like the Maka Mitzvah. So he had a tell him, where are you going? Take off the garden. He can't wait 5 minutes till they call back early and they discuss. He said, take off that Abner right now. You're in violation of Shatna. Then so they don't take that cash. Why did the Gemara say that? The child, sure. was a violation of his own, but they didn't buy the hog off of the train afterwards. He should have done it and recovered the compassion. Let's recover the... What do you want? If it takes 5 minutes to beat around the bush, the killer's going to be revived by his... The killer's going to be wearing the shackles for the next 5 minutes, unnecessarily. If they're doing the hog, if they're going to do... Yeah, but it's like the law to do the shrika. So when he made the Abne, the Shah Shrika, that's unnecessary. And I'm an Ali.
The Mishnah in Yom also. The Mishnah says that they always ask Kohanim to the Shechita by Kabbalah Shechita or what do you mean ask Kohanim? The Kosher has to ask Kohanim wearing big Bikkun, including the Avnei. According to the Rambam, that it's prohibited to wear the Avnei because of the Mishnah Kalayim Shabbat because it has Kalayim. And even the big Bikkun is also only permissible to Shas Avnei. The Shas Avnei is also the Shechita Rambam Avnei, the Shechita Rambam Avnei. But the Kohanim, they are Mahad, they are about to come in, that they were Mahad, they are about to come in with the Avnei.
Now it's
under
the
Rambam. The pastor says that they'll have a coin with the big Bikkun. That's the pastor. They said, don't take that cash here. So why did the Gemara say that he was in violation of Mayor Halakha with Shri Rabbi? The Makhmer Shechil Hashem, he chok in Kovar Rab. There's no mitzvah to be mechabit on in Yechok on him. If by being mechabit them, he's going to let people go out there. Let's say the rabbi is away to Shabbos. And the Balabatma doing an Easter in the shul because they think the rabbi last week said that you're permitted to do this. And there's one person there who knows that it's wrong. They should wait till the rabbi comes back next Shabbos to tell him. No, he has to tell him the Shabbos. It's wrong. Now I have to show him where it says the favorite that you're not allowed to do that. That it's an Easter. You're not chayishish mishum quite around when people are doing another error. That's what it means. The mafra shesh chil Hashem. Chil Hashem doesn't mean absolute desecration of the punish law and the shem shemayim. It just means another error. When someone's doing an aver, that's what Chil Hashem, the Shechin is mistalek from the place. Chaim Halaganah, Chimel means a chola, means a vacuum, empty space. So whenever anyone does an aver, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is mistalek Shechin. So there's always a Chil Hashem. We usually speak of Chil Hashem when a Gamma gets caught, and usually Gamma gets caught, you write him up in a newspaper, the first page, that's the Chil Hashem Barabim. But there's a Chil Hashem Bitzim also. So what is the Chil Hashem? Chil Hashem means that space, that place where he is emptied out from the Shechin, the Shechin runs away. So that's what the Gemara says, Machmir Shlo Shechil Hashem, whenever anyone is doing an Aveira, even the Tzinnah. And Chof and Kol Arab, there's no obligation to be Mechad and Tzinnah. So that's what the Zalt is.
But wearing the Bikti Kahuna, it doesn't depend on the Aveira in a particular moment. Kohen wears the Bikti Kahuna all day.
No, but after whatever he has, he can wear the rest of it. The other three, the Adnate, he says, he has to be moved. He can only put on the Adnate as he's immediately about to do Aveira that needs Bikti Kahuna. You have to remove it immediately after that. The Rambam argues, the Rambam says it doesn't make sense to wear all day long.
The Etzel Shatnas is only when you do that order, and that order is...
The Rambam holds. You better have Shatnas on that. The Rambam holds that it did have Shatnas. I'm not going to say this. The Rambam talks to you that it did have Shatnas. So the belt has a terrace, but the terrace is really only good not according to the Rambam. So the Rambam should talk to the terrace, which can tell. There is a Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos, and the first part of Yevamos, around Al-Khayyot, though, where the Gemara says that you're only in violation of Shatnas if you have Ha'aloh, Shiyesh Bo Ha'no'ol.
The law has it that there are two violations of shatnas. There's a Rishya, then you call shatnas lo yalalecha, you're not allowed to have shatnas on your body, and a masuba shatnas. So masuba shatnas means, let's say, I'm wearing a suit, and I have my arms in the sleeve. So that's why, so that's what masuba shatnas. So if I go to bed, and I have a blanket, on top of me that has shatnas in it. And you have an ordinary weekend, and you have Chesed and Aguda as a weekend.
I assume some of them check for Shabbos also.
They don't just check the business, some of them check for Shabbos in
one bottom.
Yes. So you have, that's not Melisha, the Marshall mostly showing how that the ruined blanket is not tied into Mother Navarro calls one sheet of it, yeah. That a four-corner blanket is tied into the Kodesh Chazanish. Yeah, the Chazanish was Medakbek, it's not. If you go to sleep at night, or if it's too twilight, it's not a problem. But if a person takes a nap in the daytime, sorry, takes a nap in the daytime, so it's a shame of whether the blanket is a hiding system or not. And he quotes one Bala Tetris, that's one of the Toshman in Sifrei or something like that, he says, that's Lachai B'Tzitzit. That's like my Kalayim would have been of how Lord, that's the same as Odisha, and Layal Alecho, it's the same as Lashur B'Shat, and so the Gabi Tzitzit also has Adashi. So he quotes that the Chazish was not for the dark side, if it will be Temer or Pishnu. Shal meaning he wasn't master this. You have, let's say, a cotton, some other kind of a four-cornered blanket, a sheet over his body, said that many hold his own kind of tzitzit for the Rabbanon, and most of the person hold that a blanket is not kind of tzitzit anyway, so then he would be naked. But to use a blanket of temer or pishtim, that for sure is kind of tzitzit, that temer or pishtim material a beggar made from that is certain kind of tzitzit. So the only thing is, whether a blanket is kind of tzitzit, he was machmir for that day, and it's a Magen Avraham Kol. So the Gemara has been in the first parak in Yevamos, and then Daf Hei Adav Vav, regarding these dinim, there's a Nisa Levisha, Levisha Shulayim, and there's a Nisa Ha'aloh. The Mishnah has in Shulayim an example of Ha'aloh. I'm carrying the garbage down to the basement, and my garbage bag is literally a bag, which is a sack, which is a cloth. And I carry it over my shoulder, leaning on my body. Let's say it's chilly in the basement. And the fact that I don't have the sweater on, and the fact that I have if I carry the garbage like this, I'll be chilly. So I put it on my back to warm myself up a little bit. The truth is not Ravisha, it's not a garment, I can't put my hands in it, but it's still a Talor, so the Mishnah says, then you're a violation of Shatnas. So the Gemara says in the first prayer, because you want to do it, only if you have Ha'aloh, Sheyeshto, Hanor, only if you get Hanor from it. Let's say, glad he's wearing a sweater and he's warm enough.
He's going for
a sword
to try on his feet.
No, that will get him. So the Gemara says, if you have Ha'aloh, so Yal Alecha, you're only a violation of the Yisrael Shatnas, if it's Ha'aloh, Sheyeshto, Levisha. So now comes the next Shaila, what if you go into the store to try on the suit, to see if it's the right size suit that it looks like? And let's say you know that it has shatnas in this suit. It says so it has shatnas. Or it may have shatnas in it. It may have shatnas. So I want to try it on first to see if it's the right size. And then if I buy it, then I'll remove all the shatnas. Am I permitted to try it on or not? So that's not, not mine, that's like eating chazer. It's not mine, it's eating chazer. But the shayla is, it's no hanor. He's not wearing the begabim in order to be lenah from it. It's not that it's chilly and he wants to keep warm by wearing bed. He just wants to see if it's the right size. So Ruba, the Mechata Tosa, Machloikas HaRishan, the Ruba, Rav HaRishan, hold that it's mutter. Just like the Gemara says, and that's what how usually people feel when they go to the store, and they try on suits, and they don't care whether it has shatnas or may have shatnas. They only ask to check that it shouldn't have shatnas before they try it on. We assume, like the Bali Ataisa, like most of the Rishonim, that's Mechava Kotz and Hilchos Kilayim, that just like Allah is only prohibited if it's Yesh Banos, then the issue is also only prohibited if it's Yesh Banos. And the Rambam writes the Feirish not so. The Rambam writes, it's a Shaila the Gemara in the end of the Bava Kamer. The Gemara has in the Bava Kamer that they used to go past the tax collector and you travel on the highway, so you stop at the toll booth in order to pay your 35 cents. So they had to stop at the toll booth and they had to charge them tax. They would check how much property they had. So, but they were all cruising the car. So if the people in the car, I said, all of these people, they were my children. So they're not going to charge me tax. And my children, they're all in the cost, so they're on shelf tax. But if I say, this is my wife and these are my children, the rest of my avodim, then they charge me for the avodim. So the Gemara says in Yesh Lechman that they know this, and they came to the tax collector, they said, they're all my children. They're all my children, they're not allowed to pay tax. The Gemara says we're talking about a crooked tax collector. If it's a real government that has the right to charge tax, then you're not allowed to cheat on income tax. None of the other Mitzvah could use it. But if it's a Mughal son in Meyeva, he's charging way more than he's entitled to pay. So then there's no reason if you bear your way out of the tax. So the Gemara says there in the end of Baruch Kama, you know, as in the end of Baruch Hamid, and when he used to come to the tax collectors, they would only charge him tax on, let's say they have suitcases full of clothing, they would charge him tax on that, depending on how much they have. But whatever they were wearing, they wouldn't charge him tax. That's when you go on the airplane. So whatever you're wearing, you can wear 10 coats, and they don't weigh that. They only weigh what's in the release. So if you take out a lot of things from the release, you wear it, so you can take on more onto the airplane. So that's what it was by paying the tax also. So if you have like this, you have this, the tax collector is not entitled to collect taxes, because then you're allowed to be my vehicle from that as much as you can, because instead try to avoid paying tax. How would they avoid it? They would put on as many clothes as possible right before they would come to the toll booth, and then whatever they're wearing, they wouldn't shop. So the shot is, what if he has in the valises, shots his begotten to sell? And he puts it on, not that he's chilly, and he wants to keep on, he just wants to save tax, and as soon as he goes after the tax collector, he takes it off. So the Shaila, are you familiar that the God in Tol Shabbos, in order, the Shaila from the Shabbos, is that a violation or not? So the Gemara says something over there. Gemara says, Rav Shem, it's got the Shaila, a review direction. So what does it say to the Gemara? The Rav HaRishonim, one shot, and that Gemara, just like the Gemara said in the first Perek in Yevamos, that one is only a violation of Shabbos to Ha'alah, if you have the garbage back over your shoulder. When you have the blanket, it's only a violation of Shabbos, it is halal, sheyesh b'hanah. It goes to the Levisha, it's only a violation of Levisha, sheyesh b'hanah. But if he only puts it on for a minute, as he's going through the toll booth, in order not to pay the tax, because that's not a violation of... Right, so there's a split. The Rambam says, "Benekeh ha'Allah." He quotes the Gemara in the beginning of the Gemara Mishnah. That you only violate Shabbos if you have ha'Allah, sheyesh b'hanah. But he gets a levisha mamish. If I put my arms into the sleeves and I put on the trousers and I'm wearing the begodim, even though there's no hanah levisha whatsoever, the Rambam holds that there's an ikur. Levisha by itself is already an ikur of Shabbos. And the Mechaber in the other day, Hilchos Shabbos, quotes the Machlokes. Mechaber quotes that Rav Yisrael holds mutter. And the Rambam holds that itself. It's a shayla Allah ala maitha. And then we have a gifter told us. There was a big tzaddik who was a bacher who died, he was single. I think he died in the middle of the war, killed by the Nazi, I think, Ramakha Tabramansi, I think, he said, that tells us. He was a bacher, he was a big tzaddik, so he says, when they used to buy hats, the hats were made from, wool, from felt, I think, of wool in it. And the tag that was on the hat, the string was made from linen. So all the hats were Shabbos. So they used to buy a hat, they would try it on to see whether it fit. Everyone would try on a hat, but they wouldn't have Shabbos. They would try on the hat to make sure that it fit. Like the Rav HaRishayim holding, because he remembered this Shabbat, but Rav Amansky was always machma for the Ramam Shita. So he took up the hat and tried to guess which hat is going to fit him. Because he always guessed wrong. He would guess which hat is going to fit, then he would buy the hat, he would rip off the tag, then he would put it up. Because the hat always used to hang over his head. And he was known as a big fan of different people, write different stories, wrong little cartoons that he had. Some of that's like cool but a late shakness? They all had shakness. That's the Levisha, but it was Levisha Shein Ba'anor.
Wouldn't it be when a switch or something like that would have to go through and have to be... It's a patch, but it's not...
It's tied around all the way. If you have a thread goes through, a thread of Christian goes through one, But keep rock of energy that has to go through twice. Take Jesus. That's because it's not tied down. But if it goes through once and it's tied with an ounce and it can't come out, then the Mishnah says that is a thief. That's what comes to do. That was the Mishnah. That was the Mishnah. So the Rav says like this. So the Rav says, what if a person is a Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash and he has to wear shatnas as a uniform? He has to wear it. He's not really interested in wearing this fun uniform, the guy with big kahuna. He would rather wear his suit. But he has to wear this. But the belt says that maybe that's called the Levisha Shein Bahamo. Because he's not really interested. He's only wearing it as a uniform, the Shein Mitzvah. Even if the din, even though the din was that Shechita doesn't need a Kohen, Shechita Kshayah Bazaar. And the neighbor, there was no need to wear the Abnezim with the big kahuna. But since the Quranic were told by Eli that they have to wear the big kahuna with the shatnas at the time that they did the shita, they were doing the Shem Mitzvah, and maybe that's not a violation, that's how they say. It's not a violation of shatnas because it was Levisha Shem Bo'ano, because they weren't Mitzkava in the Shem Bo'ano. Real sisters. I don't know what the Raman Shita would be, I don't remember. Faces in the Rosh Hashanah, we discussed earlier, in the first Rosh Hashanah, that Exusion Balayla is guided to, let's say, put on a talus. That was not pajamas, so he says pajamas are part of the suit. A beggar on the yichud l'layla. But a beggar on the yichud l'yom, and you happen to be wearing it, balayla, to say the sheet is a sky in sickness and a term. The Rambam holds not, the Rambam holds the chiluk is yom versus layla. It's not a chiluk in beggar yom and beggar layla. It means that balayla is part of the sickness. So you want to know, according to the Rambam, would he say the same? Doesn't necessarily have to be the same. Would he say the same by climbing the sickness, as he says, by climbing by big difference? There should only look there. Ayom when you're Mekai in the Mitzvah. But why? There's no Mitzvah. I don't know.
So when Yom Kippur we were to tell us at night, well, according to the Rambam, we were to tell
us at night. I don't know. Not every Talmud had to have Shabbos. It has a Fashet, it's a regular Tishtin. And the chutim have to be tem, the chutim of chedim have to be tem. If you have a woolen talus and a woolen tissus, there is no sakasha tapin sakasha enough. There's no shabbos. It's not that every beggar shall see the tassas one.
What is the Rambam? The point has to be that a point that you have to put on the shabbos clothes. So he gets
to run
the
rabbit
in the
last second,
or the
end? Yeah, that's what he reminds me. Even the rabbit holds itself. The rabbit in Tyson Hall is not like the rabbit, that he may wear the Kurdish Lezhi Shafa Murder, even the rabbit. Only in the Beit HaMikdash, good for me, but not. That's what they want.
Right,
right, right. Right, before they had it, one other. I think that's only how Allah. So that's the one day in Rishonim. Of course, if it's a Magen Avraham, the other sister quotes the one day of Rishonim, so it's Chayv and Tzitzit. Bayom Balayla, that's right, should be a Chutz Yom Balayla, should be a Sotet. Anyway, that's the Bel Shek HaKasha. That according to the Rambam, that you're not permitted to wear the Bim Bikun, the Shalom Bishar Tavar, because of the Abnez, because of the Kalayim. So what if the Gemara said that he was a Merah HaLach of this Merabro? He had to be Rabush on Nisir, he had to speak up right away. A good discussion.
then you find that if it's a Hebrew, it should be mitzvah and should be chal. Something should be chal. Even the Rambam should agree that it's mitzvah. Otherwise, why should it be a Hebrew? Why should it constitute a Hebrew? Apparently, something is chal b'shar. It could be. Because you have to say something here in the Kabbalah. Maybe that's what you have to say. The fact that we are assuming that it is a Hebrew, like the Miri said in the Yom, it is a Hebrew, like the Flock says, so that itself indicates that there is some kind of a kingdom. But where in the big of the Kuna? Because we have some kingdom. So today you are saying, maybe? What does Tosha say, Takash? What do you mean, Raya Halacha, Bishnei, Rabbi? What do I have to do? What is Shmuel? Shmuel is a little boy 2 years old. Is that all right by your age? Not as ready. Shmuel never learned by ailing. So how did he have to do the Torah Allah this name, Rabbi? And the text, we come from God of Hador Hayah, or God of Yom Ha'id Lefana. Yeah, what does it mean, God of Hador? Let's see. What do you mean, God of Hador Hayah? It's very kind of good. That's how the text is right in Rabbi Kana. We'll see. Tosis has in Baba Kama, Daf Mem Aleph on the day. So the Gemara says, the Shimon Ram Sani, Ram Yeran, the Chemi Ram Sani used to dash in every time of the day. Until he came to the part that kept Esa the Marder. Until he came to Esa Shamashecha Tira, what could he be Marder? Under Esa Shamashecha Tirish. So he stopped dashing in Esa. Where about Kizir? The team made that we have kept the Rabbit on the Yerachon and the Kanon of Chachamim. Where are Rabbit? Kemur Hashem Ma'ayim. That's Esa Shamashecha Tira. You have to have Moira from your Rebbe. Kimura Rabbah. Kimura Shema doesn't go Moira. Tamil Chachamim. There's a din that may say what else Madarta brings up in that covered. Madarta, Hodor, it's covered. If it's not covered, it's all Tamil Chachamim. But if it's Moira, that's only Moira Rabbah. Your Rebbe. So your Rebbe, what says your Rebbe? The place is right there on that Gemara. That's because I learned all the faith by the Rebbe. And I learned some Stein by the Rebbe, but now I've Stein and I know already how to learn his mother by the Rebbe. I know how to say to the Rebbe. I don't know the Alphabet. I mean, you know the Mishnah. So I know the same as he knows. The place says only Rabbi Uvo. The thing is that Rabbi Uvo, that wrote Chachmata Emmanuel, so then there's a din of Mayer Rabbach Timor Eshman. The place is right under the either, and it's quoted in the other day, that place. And Hilchus quote on the Chacham. Either Rabbi Uvo or Godel Hador, that even though I never learned by him at all, the Gedolei Hador is not just a political concept. God knows the Gedolei Hador. It's not just a political consideration. After then, there is such a status as Godel Hador. Godel Hador, even if I never learned by him, has the status of Rabbi Mubok. He's considered my Rabbi Mubok, even though I never learned. But it has to be a Shaykhus of us, that the Godel Hador, I never learned by him, and I never plan to learn by him, and I have no Shaykhus with him. Shaykhus is a Sardis Yechacham. He's talking one of his 100 top Gedolei Hador, the top 50 Gedolei Hador, but he's a sergeant. What has got to do with me? I'm never going to ask him a shayla in my life. I have Baruch Hashem enough Rabbanim Ashkenazim that I'm going to ask. Well, you have a side of Shiyi, and you have this great Ashkenazi politic, fine, one of the top 25 Gedolei Hador, but this side of Shiyi is never going to ask any shayla by him. So the third decimal place is the same over here. If it's from the Gedolei Hador, a whole room of the front, I'm going to have a shayla with him, even like, I have not yet had a shaykhus with him. I never learned by him. I never asked him any shaykhus. But in the future, I intend to learn by him. I intend to ask him shaykhus for his talking will be reaching me, will be affecting me. But if he's talking about the Gedolei Hador, but he lives in Baghdad and I live in America, and I'm never in twain with me. I'm never going to learn by him. I'm never going to hear any talking from him. I'm never going to follow anything that he says. He's talking one of the who's who, one of the top 25 Gedolei Hador of our generation. I have no shaykhus. So just the essence factor is from the Gedolei Hador before that doesn't make him Rabbi Mubik. It means Gedolei Hador, Bolu Molofanov, and it's going to have a hashpo on me. Because that's what Tosfos means to say. That then he has the status of my Rebbe, even though I never learned by him yet. The Taket Adin Shulchanot, that the Gedolei Hador, Shabbat Gedolei Hador, has the status of Rabbi Mubik, even though he never learned by him. Yeah.
I don't know.
Ailey wasn't going to be monishing. He was just not going to be Michael. Not going to be Michael, then he's going to leave it up to the Bezer Shamayla to decide whatever they feel. But it was a big chutzpah on his part that he was saying, Avada Ailey,
that he deserves, even as a child, before 20, he deserves a Reinish Mitzvah, that everybody should see that it's a terrible thing to be Mavazah, the health of the Rabbanim, or not. He's going to leave it up to the Beis HaShomer.
She
requested he should be Michael, so he was Michael. So maybe once he's Michael, he's right from
here.
And the next stick of more we went through last week, Rechani Himadaberes Ali, but the process continues. What is Himadaberes? That's before she had the baby. That was 2.5 years earlier. When she had no children, so it said she was davening with Medaberes Ali, on her chest. What do you mean? Amra Abloz, Mishum Abiyyaka Ben Zimra, Liske Libo, she was thinking about her chest. Amra Fana, so she tied a nine with her body shlo. She was Mayach with Tfilo, and she kept on saying more times, she said, I'll become a Seiko, I'll force you into giving me a baby, I'll do this, I'll do that. She didn't just say, Bonifam, give me a baby, have Rahman, give me a baby. She keeps on giving, Nocha Tidings. So one of the many times was, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, she gave a whole Russia. Rebbeinu Shel Kamash, Barata Beisha, all the parts of the Banaga Barata, Gamalech and Levatala. Everything was for a function, for a purpose. The lion, the ruler, Azayim, the Shmoy, Achaytam, Ali, Achfeh, is it a purpose of Rezavi, Azayim, in order to do Malachim, Raglayim, in order to walk, Rahalachem, Zadim, Mahanikbehem. So why did you give me Zadim if you didn't give me a baby? Zadim, Halalosh, and Asat Alibi, Lama, for what purpose? Isn't it Lama, Mahanikbehem? Isn't it for the purpose of nursing a baby? And you then, Mahanikbehem, give me a baby, he's a child, doesn't that really mean a baby boy? Give me a baby that all of the parts of my body should be meaningful. It shouldn't come out that you created something about Torah, that you wasted the profit of peace. Yeah. So she's speaking about her chest. The Dadim on my chest has to have a function. But Derek Agar, just because the Gemara quoted a name from Abmor, the name of Yitzhak Ben Zimra, is apparently an unusual Bala members that A quotes from B. I'm Rabbi Yomishmo, then we have a Dafa Shas, I'm Rabbi Yomishmo. But these two, apparently, is not so common. So he's not quotes the other member, another member of it. The Yom HaAvlaz Mishum Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Zimra. Another thing he said, Mishum. Mishum means that he was a Tane, it was a jump of generations. Rashi writes in Sulu, whenever it says, Omar, Omar, Amr Abdi Amar Rav, Amr Abdi Amar Shomi says, Rav, you heard it from Rav, he was a Talmud of Rav. Amr Abdi Amar Rav Yechon, he was a Talmud of Rav Yechon, Amr Abba Baba Chon of Rav Yechon, he was a Talmud of Rav Yechon. Amr Abdi Amar Shom, Rav Yechon, Ebran Atani, he was an Amoyer. There were a few generations in between. So he's saying it, Bishem Amr, but he wasn't a Talmud of Rav. So apparently there weren't so many other things that he said over Bishem Rav Yechon and Zimra, so they put this together. What's up with Gizot? Nothing to do with Chana, just as I think it's topic. Kalayeshu b'tayinu b'shabbis. If a person has to fast on Shabbos, what do you mean he has to fast on Shabbos? Then he has to fast. Then he goes on a tayinu kalon. A tayinu kalon. The Gemara says in tayinu that if a person wants to have a true tayinu, it's only for his mechuyif to fast. What's his mechuyif? I mean, kippur is mechuyif to fast on a tayinu. On Tisha B'Av, kippur is mechuyif to fast on the Rabbanu. And if it's a shy tayinu, and if you're a Kabbalist, then you're a priest to fast in time Kabbalah. But let's say it's not Tisha B'Av, the Tanyan Kippur, it's a tiny problem of the Tanyan Kabbalah. The Gemara says it's a very good answer, that there's absolutely no key in my Tanyan whatsoever. The Gemara says it's like you blew up your body with empty air, and there's nothing, there's no key in my Tanyan. You have to be a priest to fast in order to have a key in my Tanyan. So what's the only Tanyan Kippur that doesn't need Kabbalah? The Gemara says that Tanyan Kabbalah. What is that? The person who wasn't the Kabbal Tainus with Bazan, he didn't know what kind of a terrible problem he was going to have, but that's why Lachid Mechuyif to say, because the person had a Chaloyim that was so terrified, and he's petrified, somebody had a dream that seems like real life, and he dies, and someone calls him life, and he's frightened, he wakes up in the morning, and he lifts it all the way, and doesn't take the bar to lunch, but then he's not Mechuyif to say. But if he feels nervous about it, yeah, very subjective, if he feels nervous about it, then he's Mechuyif to say. Which Absimcha Zelig was not here. Absimcha Zelig had 20 Jews. But they would not plan to bring out it, that he would have us in, because our brothers wouldn't let him eat either. They because our plan was nervous that he used to want company. The brother was also very close. The brother was also a very nervous person. He would have also a lot of times sinus problems, sometimes on Shabbos also. They quote from the Stipula that he commented about Ravala's dreams that he used to fast on. He wasn't really scared of the dreams. At least he took us from the dreams, he was scared from the Gemara. But the Gemara says in Brachas, the name of Brachas, if you have this and that kind of a dream, that's a terrifying dream that warrants fasting. Ravala gets tipped from the Gemara. Him only gets tipped from the dreams, or gets tipped from the Gemara. Doesn't make a difference. For my sake, he will never. Okay, that's what the Gemara says.
Yeah.
If a person had a chalayim, that's frightening, and he's really nervous about it, and he's concerned, that is the case to fast. And even if it turns out that it's Shabbat, yes, he should fast on Shabbat, because the time of chalayim is best that you fast on the same day. It doesn't have the same. The Gemara says, "Yoke the time of chalayim, kindness can break the negative effect of the chalayim to aish menorahs. Like if you throw a fire into very soft material that will burn up. So there's kindness. And the Gemara says, "Tell me if you fast both of them. If you fast on the same day that you had that chalayim rab, alayma, then it will have a good effect to break the exalted." But that's what the Gemara says, Chalayesh, the time of the Shabbos is a person who says the time of Chalayim on Shabbos, when everybody else is eating and enjoying themselves, having on Shabbos, and he, not only is he fit, he's having added aggravation, but he can go to the Kiddush and the Shabbos Kiddush and participate like a normal Jew that everybody else is enjoying. So his time is more than the time of Chalayim on the weekday, because he has more aggravation, he has more tzaradus. The column of Gizardin or such a kind of column is so good, it will have the positive effect of breaking the Gizardin Shoshim Shana. The Russian says, what do you mean Gizardin Shoshim Shana? It says, nation is saying if I have Shoshim Shana. In the Jewish one, a normal person, a normal span of a life is 70 years. If the person is really healthy, they live 80 years. So 70 years means like this. If the person was born, and the day he was born, there was already a Gizardin that the whole life, his whole life he should suffer. It's quite a good idea. So even if a person has such a good idea, for his whole life on the good idea, it means that Mamj Day I'll do so. For his whole life on, if the person is a serious good idea, if the person is serious, the time of Chalayim on Shabbat, it has such a good effect, it can even take such a negative, such a terrible good idea. However, the Gemara says, the Abba Pichain, and even though he's permitted to fast on Shabbat, but he didn't have air with it. We'll have to discuss it a little bit. It's a question what it is. We'll have to discuss it. Yahweh is saying, and nevertheless, even though he's allowed to fear, Chayzim is going to never be on his Shabbat. He will be punished for the fact that he shouldn't be through the Shabbat. He didn't make sure what you need. Shall should have thought. My Takanti, so what should he do? I'm not going to be part of the latest time he's going to be here. On Sunday in the Chaporia, to do the Avera Tzim Hashem. The Tzim is here, Takashi, Marasha, places in Tainus, in the Tzim, in Tainus, in the Mosier, and then the Tzim talks about it in his Meron Nesoda, they ask Takashi, Marasha, what's going on? Let's say a woman has a baby on Shabbat. Let's say a Chayla Mesuka, the person has it or whatever, in the Tzim's birth time. They have to go to the hospital. They have to eat on the Kippur. So you need to go to the dinner, but to go to the medicine place. The Marshal, let's say the person is a little bit sick, he has a bellyache. He's not allowed to go to, drive to the house on Shabbos. So the drive to the house on Shabbos is a Mechal Shabbos. And they need more than some fasting later time. He needs a little more of a kapana just fasting on Sunday. So, but if he went to the Mokham Sufik Sakona, he has a drama, so he doesn't need any kapana. So the Marshal, what is it over here? Do we tell, when he comes to the Rav and he says, I had a petrified column on Leah Shabbos, does the Rav tell him you should fast Tainus Chalayim on Shabbos or not? Does the Rav tell him you should fast, so what did he need a kapara? He did what he was supposed to do. And the man is not allowed to do it, to tell him don't fast the Tainus Chalayim. Marishal, what did he tell him he should fast, and then he needs a kapara for doing what he was supposed to do? That's what Tainus is. So Tainus says, and Tainus gives another Gemara parallel, and you say that's the way it goes. He gives a Gemara where it says, a Nazir, is Mikra Chorpei Ashatir Atman and Ayayim. And Mikra Kaporia. And Mikra Kaporia has to be Makorban Ashachata Ala Nefesh. And the Nefesh Chatezeh, no Nefesh. Ashachata Ala Nefesh, the person Chatzar, by observing the whole Nazir, that he was abstaining from Anur Solomazir. Yeah, yeah. Let him head in the Nazir.
So, so take this one pill, what is it? Is it a good thing to take in that individual or a bad thing? If Mara says one place I know that it's made for Kaddish, he says Kaddish, he got a parasite. He says the Kaddish, and that's the wish of the and then Mara says, and Mara says, and Mara says, and Mara says, and says, yes. It has migrants and it has Christianians. So it depends. If the person has a big Yetzirah, it might tell the story that there was a fellow who was very good looking, very handsome, and he once looked at himself in the water and saw his image, like in a mirror, and he saw how good looking he was, and he thought that it was going to lead him to sin, and he decided he'd better shave off all of his hair. I mean, I'm going to shave off, whatever. They didn't have electric shavers. I was going to shave off. They didn't have electric shavers. They stopped. I'm just going to haircut myself. So he didn't have, so he took a net in his ears in order to have to shave off all of him, shave off the Parsarosh, shave off the Parsarosh. So the Gemara says that that's the Kedusha Sanazi. Kaddish Yi, that was the Kedusha Sanazi, that was a wonderful thing. But still, he needed a Kapari, Ashafir Atman, had it been the Kaddish also, he needed Ashafir Atman. So Taisa said there are some times in life that you're faced with a situation, where whatever you're going to do, you're in a dilemma, whatever you're going to do is no good. If you go this way, as a chisam, go that way, and there's no other alternative. You have to be doicha the Mir Torah, you have to choose the lesser of the Talibu. You have to do something. So sometimes being doicha the Mir Torah means to act the Shaykh al-Tasa. The Gemara says, if the two alternatives, one is the Kumiyasei, and one is the Shevi Al-Tazah. So the Gemara Erev and Dabkuf says that sometimes that's the way to determine which is the lesser of the two evils. Through the Averis, each one has an Aver involved. So the Aver that violated passively is less than Aver than the one that's violated actively. And sometimes not so. Sometimes the one that you do the Kumiya say is the lesser of the two evils. So Tosafot says like this. If you have a situation where the person realizes that he is in a bad situation, that he has to put himself together not to sin. He has a big Yetzirah, if he just continues living the way he is, he's afraid he's going to sin a lot. So he should be Mikabel Medin, Mikum Yasei. We recommend do a Shtikal Avera, Mikum Yasei, be Mikabel Medin, don't just ask the Shevi Al-Kasa and try to control your desire, you feel that he can, but be Mikabel Medin, but there is a Shtikal Avera involved. And there is no Din Avera, so therefore he says to Yodhiyah, there is no Din Chul Yehutra, it is no cloud. It's just Chatei Shoshafiske. Sometimes you have no choice. So like I said, like you're making an investment over here. You have to have, like some person right in the Mishnah Tirkiel, it's having Mechashiv, Chamitza, Keneged Hespeda, the Hespeda Deya, Keneged Chor. So usually you learn Shat in the Mishnah Paket, you learn Shat, the Mishnah tells you, you want to keep your store open on Shabbos, you want to have a job staying open on Shabbos, you want to make more money, so the Mishnah warns, but don't forget, you're going to lose a lot. We would recommend you shouldn't keep your store open on Shabbos. You think you're going to make more than you're going to lose, you're probably going to lose more than you're going to gain. Or you don't want to run to Minyan in the morning because you have to get to work on time, so you always have the Yechidus or something like that. So keep in mind, you think that you're saving money by swapping the mitzvah. Look, you're going to be losing a lot. That's a Mechashiv Chai Mitzvah. Can I get a say this time? That the mission is encouraging us always to keep on the mitzvah and never to violate our gates, even though you think that we're going to have some gain. It would be better, we think it's going to be better monetarily, not to keep the Mishnah Sartar, the Mishnah says nothing. So on the side of the big Mishnah, the Yochan of the big Mishnah, some of the Mephoshim say, they think the Mishnah means for care. Sometimes you have to make a Cheshman and do the Avera. Sometimes it's more that you do an Avera, which one very rare instances, very rare. The Chassidim, in the beginning of the movement of the Chassidim, they used to do a lot of times Avera Mishnah. They used to make hachones and hachones in order to daven the kavanah, and they would miss this man Krishna and this man Tfilah. They would say it's more important to make all the hachones and to daven after this man than to daven this man. Make hachones before they made the seder, and they would eat the matzah after chatzos, and the ashayah would be a bracha l'vatalah. There would be incidents. It's not Chaim Olozhin has a whole attack against this in his nefesh hachayim, and he says you don't need so many hachones, you don't need so much mishmor. And then he throws in a line, what do you mean Aver Lishma? Aver Lishma is only kind of Matan Perez. No more Nitzin Perez is Chash Olav, no more Aver Lishma. That's how he writes in the Nefesh HaChaim. But his Talmud, Rabosha Tiktina, has a Sefer Kefer Rosh. Rabosha wrote, he wrote the Dichas Rosh, he was a Magid Shira of Alojana Yeshiva, the Chaya of Chaim Alojana. So he was, the Shurim on Brachas are printed, and it's safe for Birchas Rosh, I use it every Karon. The Birchas Rosh on Nozir, and the Birchas Rosh on Brachas. The Birchas Rosh on Nozir,
half of the Birchas Rosh Hashanah is printed in every Vilna Shas, the Hagrah. Nazir, the Rashi and the Tosafot don't mix, there's a lot of printing errors. So they took that half of the Birchas Rosh Hashanah is Chiddush and half is just Hagrah, it's that first cipher. So the rest of the Hagrah is the first cipher they have printed in the Vilna Shas. So this Rabashi Ketrina, who learns in Valojin, has another cipher called Kesar Rosh. So he writes all the Hanhogis of Abchaim Valojin. It's like we have the Meister Rav, the Hanhogis of the Vilna Goyen. So he wrote such a sefer of Daf Abchaim Balozhin and the Hanhogis of Abchaim, and his attitude and Hashkav is a little safe, but not such a big safe. Because he writes there that what the Rebbe wrote, that Abchaim Balozhin wrote, and the Rebbe Shachan, the Rebbe Matnitzeret is no longer a din of Maveri Mishmah against the Gemara. The Chmeterish against the Gemara. So he says, Abchaim Balozhin wrote it as a good man, just in his attack against the Chassidim, so he wanted to wipe them out completely. He didn't like the practice that they had, that they made so many hachoros and this is meant Krishna. So he wrote a good man that there's no more any din of Aveir Lishma. But the Gemara does have, but he writes, the Gemara has sometimes it's Megel Alam, but the Gemara says there is such a thing. So sometimes it is looked at to be Aveir Lishma. What kind of an institution is that? So that's what the Nesiv explains on that basis in Tainis, in the first paragraph of Tainis, and the Nesiv says, Tainis puts these two together. The Lord is Mekabal Nazirus L'Shem Shamayim, but if you prechoit it to me, Kapara for the little Avera. And here also, you have to fast the Tainis Kalayim on Shabbat, and then you have to fast later the Tainis of Tainita. So tell him not to fast in the first place on Shabbat. So he says, no. He says, if he fasts, it's a mile and a chitzot, and if he doesn't fast, it's a mile and a chitzot. And it has to be both of the Mir Tanah, so we tell him that fasting on Shabbat, even though it's an Avera, fasting on Shabbat is the lesser of the two evils. And we recommend that you should do that, do the Avera. Either way, it's going to have a little Avera. Do the Avera. It's not that it's mutter to fast on Shabbat, Nisham, Safi, Sakonis, Nefoshis. If they had to fast Tainus Chalem on Shabbat, you wouldn't have to fast Nisham, Tainus, Tanisha. He says if you drive somebody to the hospital on Shabbat, you don't need any kapar. If you have to cross Nefesh, it's matter, or Esther Zechel, or Tess, you don't need a kapar. He says, it is no matter, it's not chuyah, it's not neutral, neither. It's an investment. Either way, Tognish, everything has a mile and a chisson. You have to be boich at the Mir Tarah. There's no hefter over here. So that's why they didn't require it. You have to be made this time as we sign it. This is based on the principle of Chatei B'Shul Shul Tizkeh. Sometimes you have to weigh and measure. And if it way outweighs the gain, way, it doesn't mean monetary gain, it means the ruchness. The gain outweighs very much the Lord. So then we recommend invest like that. Even though you're losing, you're doing an avla, you're doing an aver. But it will pay off in the end, and then in that case you need a kapar. The Nesiv HaChomish also talks about this, about when Yankov cheated Esau by stealing the bracha from Yitzchak. So he says, that was an avlat gdayla. And he needed a kapar for that. And then he says, the Yitzchak spoke gdayla mora ad miyoi. When Yitzchak found out that he was fooled, well, the Nebi says that later on the Jews suffered for that in the days of Mordechai. And it says that Mordechai, the suffering of the Jews at the occasion of the story of Purim was the sort of the Eilish, the Kapare, for the Avner that Yankov did to cheat to eat the food Yitzchak. So if it's an Avner, so why did he do it? So let him not do it. So he tells through these Gemaras, and it's Tzibah Chumash talks to him, he says, there is such a concept. When you're in a dilemma, dilemma by definition means you have two Mahacham, they're both no good, and everyone has a mile with a Kassar. You have to be both of a Mir Tarah, but there's no Hetzel to do the Avner. But you have no choice, so then you have to do a Kapara in order to
find himself, or you have to go to somebody else.
Unless that person was not Mekabal, he was never Mekabal, and the answer is the Mechayit to fit. How come I never fit Tainus Kalayim? The answer is I'm never nervous about my Kalayim. If you're nervous, then you're mechayev tefes. If you're not nervous, then you're not mechayev tefes. But for the one who is concerned, the one who is nervous, then he's mechayev tefes
tam.
You have to be mechayev tefes. Either mitam neder or mitam chiv, he's mechayev tefes. He's mechayev
tefes.
Yeah, the kabbalah is mechayev mitam neder. The kabbalah is mechayev mitam neder. That's very good. Ashokat HaMalech on the dead Nefesh, and Nefesh Meis. And the Gemara gives an additional level of interpretation. Ashokat HaMalech is an Egin in Nefesh. That he sinned against his own Nefesh by being the Tzair himself. In this week's after, is Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekechem. Little of after, it's about Shuvi. So the Rambam quotes one of these psukim in Hilchos Shuvi. When the Rambam describes how a person has to do Shuvi. So he says the person has to be Machir Zidaito. That he's never going to be taking this other area again. She laid all of your day, I found him right, until we replenish Allah, who knows how to read the secrets of my heart, will be able to testify about me, but I will never return to do this other area again. The Brahman said that's what it's called Shiva Gemur. So there is a discussion, the Chavis Al-Gavis, which preceded the Brahman, raises the question, what is, what did you say if a person in the Rambam is interrogated date Allah Khabit and Rukhot Shuvah? What Shuvah do? He should stop doing Avera, and he should stop thinking about the Avera, and he should make up his mind absolutely resolved never to lay out the Eroi Shememar. You have to wash a dark way. The Shat Harot, why he ever did it. We yoyed all of Yadir Talumai. So we usually translate Shas. And the Rebbe Shalom will testify about him, Shalom Yashav Rezach Hezri Yom Shalem, and he calls the Pasuk in today's Atzer. But the Rebbe Shalom will testify. So the Zelt usually says that the Chazis Al-Babis raises the question and speaks about Shiva. What's the verb? A person feels bad about it. Then he comes in Kippur, he says, Achet is really crying, and he makes his mind up, he's not going to speak this Atzer. And it comes a couple of weeks later, a couple of minutes later, and he goes back and he does the same Atzer. So what did you say? Would you say, the tshuva that he did, why did he drop that error of the test? And he can't be able, he didn't know Avera, he said to Rukheshma, should you say no? And Avera, his mind never to do the Avera. He goes, no, it's a great Muslim affair, that the tshuva was a fake, was a fraud, and it's a great Muslim affair, and never had a kapal to what he did before. So the Lord says that it's a machlokes is the Rambam and the Chavis Al-Babis. The Chavis Al-Babis writes the Farish. He can't allow Bar, it's a Rukheshma. He made up his mind absolutely resolved not to be thinking of Avera. So B'shai said he thought he's never going to do it again, and then later on he's going to be Avera. So we come on, Anayizach. So the old Avera is the white off, and now it's a new Chesed. But after the Asher, means he's fooling. When he goes through, he plans to repeat that. There is not after the Asher. And they say the Rambam doesn't agree, because the Rambam says the Rabbani Shalom is what should it go? The Rabbani Shalom is going to testify that he's never going to repeat this Avera. That means the Rabbani Shalom knows what he's going to do in the future. But if it's going to be a real fun love that he's going to repeat the Avera, so the Rebbe Shalom is not going to testify. So if he does repeat it, then the Goyim will come up there that the first tshuva was not acceptable. That's how some claim. However, if you read the Rambam slowly and carefully and you look in the Nosei Kalim, they don't say pshat like that. The Yodol of Yadir Talumais, Shalom Yashav Adah Chet Yoni, Shenema, what Shenema? What Pasuk? Where does it say anywhere in Tanakh that the tshuva is only valid when the Rebbe Shalom testifies that he's never going to repeat the Avera Shenemar? So then the Rebbe Elokeinu L'maaseh Avera Shenebuchol Yerucham Yosef. What the Rebbe have to do with anything? What is the claim of us if that God testifies that I'm not going to repeat the Avera? Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokeinu Kichashot Abavonach. It's clear enough in Dvarim. Clear enough in Dvarim. They did it. They did it, the Rambam said. Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Inu'elo. Flee with the Rebbe Shalom. Call Pisa, call Rabbi Pisa. You forgive all our errors. The Kachkaiz, Shama for a Fasin, we didn't bring all the Kavanas, so we're saying, Bibi, accept our children. Asher lo yoshiyenu. If they're going to be troubled because of our sins, we won't be able to rely on any and then it's appeared to many other armies and so on. And he says that the Rabbi says, well, this is Hashem, so he's after Hashem, you don't. So when Rema order the king of the Maitre there, she will call you Rucham Yasser. So we didn't say we were going to testify. So the standard in the first one, the part that one shot, that Elokeinu is whole. He's not even whole, it's already there. We will no longer make gestures and call on God. We will no longer call our Geshkes that we man-made idols. Elohim. You're the only one who controls, you're the only one who takes care of people. We will give up all the other desires. That's the Pashu Shad, all the Pashu say, that Elohim is called, it's not Russian Kurdish. The Rambam, apparently, that's what the Nesu came, and the Rambam understood Shad differently. The Yahya Ramad Yadir Talom doesn't mean that God will testify on me that I will never repeat that error. The Yahya Ramad, the Mishnah has in Shmuris, the Mishnah in Shmuris, has Mashbiyani Alechem to Lo Tavoy to say Iduni. The Baldin, I have a Din Torah with somebody, and I'm only going to win if I bring it. If I don't bring it, I'm going to lose the Din Torah. I come to the two witnesses over here, the Shah Talvoy, the Shah Tavik, whatever. I say, so go with the Tzidun and come and testify. Because that's what the Pasuk says. The Rambam writes, the Yahid all of Yadayat Talamati calls upon the Rabbani Shalom to testify to him. But doesn't he, the Rambam doesn't mean that God will actually testify. The person should be so much hefled the daito, he should have such a strong resolve that he's never going to repeat the Avera, he will call upon the Rabbani Shalom. He thinks in his mind that he's so positive he's never going to repeat. He calls and says, Rabbani Shalom, come and testify that my heart is so pure that I really don't think that I'll ever repeat the Avera. Even if he does repeat the Avera, so he made a mistake.
And he
thinks now his heart is pure, and he is so convinced, the person, the Baal Shuk is so convinced, that he says, I call upon you, Rabbi Shalom, to testify my Avera. So where does the Rambam see this in Tanakh? Shenemar, Shenemar, Kama, Elokeinu, Kama, Lamasi Adeinu. He reads in the answer to different Shah. The Rambam reads the Elokeinu Lashon Kodesh. Not Lashon Kodesh, but Shaila. When the Balmaster reads, when the Sefer writes the Treyoser, does he have to have a mind to be the Kodesh or not? And when the Balmaster reads it, what Kavanah does he have here? Does he have in mind Lashon Kodesh, the way all the Rashi and the Marav, the Kara and the Razak, the men, they all learn Elokeinu Lashon Kodesh. So the Rambam writes like this, the Rambam, Kama, Elokeinu, Kama, the Maitre Deinu. The Rebbe Shalom, come and testify, the Rebbe Shalom, come and testify that I'm never going to repeat Avodah Zarah anymore. And so he's answering a different shot. He's answering, I don't know, I have to look. The Gemara never discussed whether this is Kodesh or Kodesh. The Rebbe Shalom, he's answering a different shot.
Okay.
No, it just means that he's not convinced.